You know when you drink that first sip of soda that you like you haven't had any all day, and you take that big swig, and it makes your eyes water. It makes you burp really weird.
Yeah, it wakes you up.
Yeah, it feels great, right? So that was the first sip of soda I've had today, and it, whew, let me tell you, it really hit the spot.
You've normally had much more soda.
Well, I've been sticking with the monsters, you know, generally speaking. So now I'm on to soda. So.
Oh, downgrading as the day goes on.
Yeah. What about you? Are you drinking anything? Do you have a diet Pepsi?
I have water.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Feeling boring. Because we don't have any soda in the house.
Why? I figured you would have stocked up before the hurricane here.
You would think, but I don't know. We didn't plan ahead very well, so there's no...
Now, I guess that leads me into another question then. Now, who does the grocery shopping for you? Is that something you could have done to go and buy some soda, or is there somebody that does that for you?
I mean, typically the husband does the grocery shopping. Could I have left the house and purchased soda? Yes. Did I? No.
And
I loathe it. I hate grocery shopping.
Oh.
Hate.
Why? Now, is that just because of the people, or you don't like...
It's both. I don't like the people. I don't like having to find stuff to buy. I mean, it is probably in relation to the fact that, you know, I don't cook at all.
Sure.
And so if I go, I don't know what to get, or I get the wrong shit.
Okay. Now, do you get agitated? Like, you know me, I get grumpy when there's a lot of people in the grocery store because I feel it's my grocery store and I don't want anybody else in there with me, right? So do you also get that way?
I get grumpy, not necessarily about thinking it's my grocery store. I just, being around that many stupid people makes me like anxious and I don't want to do it. So like, good Lord, Costco on a weekend is my nightmare.
I hate Costco.
Like I will not go. It stresses me out. We went to Costco like two nights ago and it was late and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody there.
And then you spent...
Except for us.
How much money at Costco?
It was like 270 something.
Well, that's actually not that bad. I mean, it's pretty easy to spend $400 or $500 at Costco. Yeah. So
you see, and I think we did okay because we're going to be, you know, not home for a little bit. But
sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, nice.
And I think I told you. Yeah, we went in there for one thing and
two. I think you said a chicken and something else, right?
Yes, chicken and. Avocados or something. We walked out. Right. Costco has those pre-made.
Oh yes, you said. You went for a rotisserie chicken and gas.
Oh yeah, and then we came out with. Well, they have the rotisserie chickens, or buy all those damn pre-made meals, and then you start looking, and you're like, "Ooh, these giant quesadillas sound amazing," and we bought a lot of things.
Yeah, I love their pre-made meals. Like their fettuccine, well, it's not fettuccine, it's just like chicken Alfredo is like one of my favorite, or they do, the rotisserie chickens are delicious, but they do mac and cheese is okay, or they have like this Italian pasta with Italian sausage that I really like, but it's always really hard to find, but it's good.
I haven't had that. The meatloaf comes home a lot. Not because I don't eat the meatloaf. The husband loves it. I just eat all the mashed potatoes.
Oh, it comes with mashed potatoes.
Hell yeah, it does. Hmm. A whole big giant side of it. Add some ranch to that. Mm.
Now, okay. Done. Talk about mashed potatoes. Thanksgiving's coming up and you're going to come out here, yes? Mm-hmm. To the great state of Colorado. Oh, yeah. Get away from Florida. I know the answer to this, but what's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
You see, it's a tie between two things.
Really?
It's mashed potatoes or grandma's rolls.
Ah, yeah, well,
I can pile down some of those rolls. Yeah. But yeah, that's it.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Mashed potatoes and that. Wait, what's yours?
I don't know. I kind of like it all. I don't like white meat turkey, you know that. I definitely like a turkey leg. so, you know, we're doing a little different... Turkey this year, we're not actually going to cook a whole turkey, so we're just going to do individual. We're going to cook breasts, and then we're going to cook legs. So, But if I had to pick, like, one thing, yeah, I'd just eat rolls.
With some butter.
Yeah. That's all I really need. And then mashed potatoes are good. I like my mashed potatoes. I like mashed potatoes, but I can get those anytime. I only get the rolls on holidays.
That's true. Well, I don't, like, Mom had asked, you know, what kind of potatoes do you want? Do you want, like, the cheesy potatoes?
Oh,
like
the cheesy hash browns, like, that Grandma Brown makes. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, no. I don't care if you have multiple kinds, but if there's not mashed potatoes, I'm not coming. So.
Oh. Yeah. Now, with your mashed potatoes, do you like stuff in your mashed potatoes? Bacon, cheese, that kind of stuff? Or do you just like mashed potatoes with ranch?
I like it all. So I like just mashed potatoes with ranch, but I will absolutely eat mashed potatoes with, like, bacon and cheese. Sour cream, absolutely not. I don't like, you know, sometimes they put, like sour cream in it. I'll do gravy, those kind of things.
So
but.
Now I have to, you know, you liked my mashed potatoes last year. My bird has, like, a feather. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, all right, quick tangent. Birds, for everybody out there who doesn't have a bird, they're very stupid. And they will get their own feather stuck to their head, and they are absolutely terrified of it. And Bailey might be able to see this, but he's, like, running around paranoid right now because he has a feather stuck to himself. And he doesn't know what to do. It's like, it's you, dude. It is you. It is a piece of you that is stuck to you, and you are scared of it. Now he's on the floor. Anyway, my mashed potatoes that I make, there's sour cream in those.
You see, and I don't mind it in, but, like, when you get them sometimes, like, and I don't know if it's a Florida thing, but here you can get a pile of mashed potatoes and they'll put a, like, a big scoop of sour cream on top of the mashed potatoes. Okay.
So kind of like a mashed, people do that
horrifying.
With mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
That's like disgusting.
Potatoes, big potato. Yeah, no. Mm-mm. But yeah, I'll pretty much eat any kind. But yeah, some mashed potatoes with just, like, shit ton of ranch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Mm-hmm. For that.
Well, I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I don't know when this episode's going to come out or if it's ever going to come out because I haven't heard from Robert to decide whether or not he's going to record one with Mitch or what the deal is, but hopefully this is the episode for Thanksgiving, so I thought it'd be fun to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. And obviously, you don't cook, but your husband does. Are there any kitchen gadgets or kitchen technology that you guys use a lot or that is in the kitchen that makes your life easier?
I mean, we're pretty basic, but the biggest thing is the KitchenAid stand mixer.
Mm-hmm.
All day. That thing gets used constantly for a bunch of the stuff we make.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the big thing. I mean, my favorite kitchen technology is the microwave. Sure. But
now in the microwave, how long do you have to microwave your super giant, pizza rolls?
My mega pizza. Yeah. It depends how many you do. But for one, you do a minute and a half. And then for two, you only have to do like 2 minutes. And that's like the perfect amount. I like my microwave.
Very nice. Now, is there a kitchen? Mm-hmm. If you could, now, would you ever use like a toast? Do you guys have a toaster oven?
We do. Oh, you do. We do have a toaster oven. It? Yeah. He uses it because the things you put in there, like mozzarella sticks, stuff like that, I am too lazy as a human being to have to clean a whole different apparatus when I could just put those mozzarella sticks on a plate in the microwave.
Well, why don't you just line the tray with tin foil?
But yes.
And then
yes,
cook your snack foods. And then, you know, there's no cleanup involved. You just plop them on a plate from that point and you throw the tinfoil away. You don't even have to throw the tinfoil away. Just shove it back in there and then Anthony can find it the next time he uses it.
That's a good point. But like, then you have to like take the thing out. Like, I don't know. I probably should. Half the time I will admit I forget we have it just because like we didn't grow up with one.
No.
So I don't think about using a toaster oven. I just go right to the microwave or our oven.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm the same way. We have a toaster oven and it... I don't like leaving it on the countertop. I don't like a bunch of stuff on the countertop. I think you're the same way, right? So it sits kind of in this... It's under like where our coffee maker is and stuff in that cabinet. And that cabinet is a pain in the ass to get into. So like, it's like, just heat up the oven. I'm not going to try and dig that thing out of there to cook up, you know, whatever. So.
Right. Like, and if it came to it, if I were going to use the toaster oven... Like, at that point, we have a double oven with one of those little ovens that heats up real fast and just put the shit in the oven. Yeah, microwave.
Nice.
Mushy pizza rolls.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I get that feeling. Now, I have to admit, as I've grown older and more patient, I don't mind cooking them in the oven because they do come out a lot better. And one thing I notice about oven-cooked food, they cool down a lot quicker, right? So, like, that microwave pizza roll, it's going to take, like, 10 minutes to cool it down, where the oven pizza roll, it's like 3 minutes. And it's crispy, it's better. But, yeah, you do have to wait, you know, it's like a 13-minute cook time plus the time to warm the oven up, and it's just...
I'm lazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Especially, like, on the nights where it's just me at home. Like, I don't do shit.
The big pizza roll things, right? The giant ones. Mm-hmm. Do they have, you know how Hot Pockets come in that sleeve?
Yeah. That
helps crisp it up? Nope. Do they come in one of those?
Nope.
Because I've always wondered, like, if I took pizza rolls and cooked them. Now we're getting into a billion-dollar idea here. If we cooked pizza rolls inside of a Hot Pocket container, would they come out crispier than just on a plate?
I would think so, right? Like, that's the whole point of it. Okay,
that's my thought.
So we need to try that and report back about...
Well, maybe that is something we can try while we are in Disney World. And we buy...
Oh, yeah.
We go to Disney World pretty much every year, for those people don't know, because we are children. And the day we get there, we usually go to Publix and, I don't know, buy $300 of junk food.
Well, and it, like, our parents pay for it. That's, like, what they still pay for it. And we just go ham. Like, we're all just throwing crap in there. And then you get it home and you're like, who bought 3 boxes of oatmeal cream pies? And you're just like, oh, like...
God, it is too. It's like mini White Castle cheeseburgers, chicken nuggets, Oreos, yeah, oatmeal cream pies, Pop Tarts, maybe some bananas. It depends on the day.
Well,
I mean, we did buy bananas last year, but
Mom will throw some healthy stuff in there, but like, and then we just get home or back to the place we stay at and just eat.
And it's so bad, too, because it's like none of us have any self-control during that time period. Like, we're just like...
Except for...
It's like a week-long binge. We eat all day at Disney. We come home and we're like, whoa, there's some oatmeal cream pies in there.
I could have one of these. I think the only ones who have control are your roommate and Anthony, because they're just like, what is happening?
Because they're normal. Dad's got control, too.
Yeah, he does. But the rest of us, it's just like combs.
Yeah, you know, and Mom would eat a whole thing of ice cream. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
I could eat a 10-pack of oatmeal cream pies in one sitting, you know.
Easy. Oreos.
Oreos.
Eel fudge cookies.
Yeah, that's like the only time we ever buy eel fudge cookies is in Florida, and it's just like disgusting.
They go so fast. I don't know. We have a $5 coupon to Publix that we got in the mail, so we'll help.
I ain't helping for shit. So
to the purchase, and then hauling all those bags up the stairs to our unit. Like,
yeah, so we're up on the sixth floor usually, right? Sixth floor.
Yeah,
and the elevators are slower than taking the stairs, so generally we take the stairs. And yeah, we're all just lugging up. You know, everybody carries all the grocery bags. We all know what that feels like, but doing it up 6 flights of stairs, it's definitely interesting.
Yeah, and people are looking at us like, are they staying for 2 months? And we're like, no.
No, there's just 6 of us, and we eat for 12.
We like snacks.
Well, 4 of us eat for 12. The other 2 eat for 2. So.
Yeah, they're normal. They're normal, unfortunately.
But, yeah, so we're coming down. That's going to be coming up here on Saturday. We're going down there. Going to be down there for a week. Disney World is Disney World. It's fun. So, what's your favorite Disney park? Disney only.
That's such a difficult question, just because I have two, and I have different reasons for both, but I'd have to think if I had to pick one. So Magic Kingdom's a classic. Mm-hmm. I like the rides. I like the theming. I hate the children. So, you know, you can't beat Magic Kingdom for the atmosphere, but Epcot. I love Epcot because there's less kids.
Yep.
There's food, obviously, which we have discussed. We all enjoy.
There's alcohol, and it's just, too.
There's alcohol. And it has some rides, and they've done a good job with it. you know, kind of upkeeping it. It's just, depends what kind of mood. If I had to pick one to go to over and over, it'd probably be Epcot, just because it's so much less of a absolute kerfluffle while you're there.
I'd agree. I love Epcot. I love how big Epcot is too, and how much stuff you can do it. I don't necessarily like they're redoing a lot of stuff. I think we've kind of talked about this before, but you know, they are taking away some of their, you know, just regular rides and turning them into IP based rides, you know, like Maelstrom, the one, the Norway ride. They turned it into Frozen. There's now a new, I think it's Guardians of the Galaxy ride. So yeah, it's all like IP based, which I don't like. I always liked Epcot for like, it's the future, you know, that's how Walt Disney wanted it to be, right? It's supposed to be what the future is going to be like. And obviously the future is ever changing. So it's a hard thing to really, you know, keep up with. And I get it. That's an expensive proposition to be changing that every 5-10 years. But I just, I don't know. I guess I'm not really interested in IP based attractions at Epcot. I thought that was kind of the fun part about Epcot. And truly, if you think about all the good rides at Disney, any Disney park, for the most part, they're not IP related, right? So Magic Mountain, or not Magic Mountain, but Space Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain,
the Railroad,
Everest, you know, all those rides. I guess like Buzz Lightyear, it's pretty fun, the shooting game. But you know, the big rides that everybody talks about, none of them are really IP based. But they've really gotten away from that, and that's one thing I don't necessarily like, but I'm still excited.
I'm excited we're doing the After Hours.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did that last year, too, and that was awesome.
That was amazing. That makes it entirely worth it, even though they've cut it. They've moved it an hour earlier. Right. So, like, now you can get it at 7 and it only goes to midnight, but that's absolutely the way to go.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're stuck in lines.
It wasn't nearly as expensive this year, either.
No, so, because we went earlier.
Right. Because I think last year, didn't we pay like $250 a ticket for for 6 hours of
for 6 hours
at a park?
But we got cookies.
Yeah. So that's the fun part is like there's popcorn everywhere. There's soda everywhere. So again, the theming of us eating is why we like things. So, you know. Yeah.
That's what happens. But no, I'm excited for it. And the weather is supposed to be good.
Is it?
Dad will be pissed. But
why? Is it not going to be hot?
It's supposed to be like mid to upper 70s, some low 80s, but it's not going to be like super hot because the hurricane is bringing in a cold front.
Right. So. Well, I know it's crappy there now. I have Nina's down there right now. She's at Disney World. And it's just been raining the last few days. And obviously the hurricane comes in tonight, I think, right? If it
tropical storm, tomorrow.
Whatever it is, right? So that's been a bummer, but you know, I think it's one of those things, cooler temperatures, rain, it keeps people out of the parks, and I'll walk around in a fucking poncho to keep the kids away from me. Like, I don't care.
Oh, heck yeah. You know? Nope. Yeah, I don't care either. So we'll see. But yeah, that's supposed to hit. It's windy out, but nothing crazy here yet. So.
Well, I'm curious about, you know, Tampa being, you're on the other side, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what, I mean, it's going to rain. It's going to be windy.
Yeah, what I've learned here is that, like, they issue a bunch of warnings and stuff ahead of time, which is good. But for Florida, they consider, like, oh my goodness, like, it's going to be really windy. It starts at, like, 50 miles an hour, where that is just, like, a normal day in Colorado. Right.
It's just normal gusting.
So it's just, it's a different thing, because everyone's like, the schools are closed here tomorrow.
In Tampa?
Yup.
Really?
Yeah, Hillsborough County shut down all of their schools.
Nice.
Because it's going to be windy.
Huh. Well, I don't know. Kat's supposed to fly in. Sorry, my roommate is supposed to fly into Tampa tomorrow morning. So, well, I guess she lands at like 1. So it's just sort of like they haven't canceled nothing. Tampa hasn't closed anything. They're just putting it on the airlines to decide. But I don't know. We'll see. She might have to leave Friday. Yeah.
Oof. A quick turnaround. But, yeah. We'll see. Yeah. I don't know how quick they'll shut down. Because, like I said, we're on the opposite side. It's just this stupid storm is fat. Fat-ass storm. So.
It's like me if I were a hurricane. Kind of lazy, slow-moving, annoying.
Slow-moving, but widespread of wind.
Just blowing hot air out of my ass. So,
Essentially. It'll, I don't know. It'll be interesting. We'll see. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
But I will say, we had, Anthony and I, we had plans, then we forgot, to buy a bumpy gourd to hide again. And forgot. And now I can't find them anywhere.
I saw some yesterday, maybe, at King Supers going in when I was going grocery shopping. I should have bought one. Damn.
Maybe I'll go steal
somebody's. Or be like, hey, I'll give you $5 for your gourd if I can take it to Florida with me.
please and thank you. So, yeah, because our mother is horrified of them. Like, can't look at them, can't touch them, so of course we hide them whenever we see her in different places for her to find.
Yeah, and that was 2 years ago, I think, that was in the COVID year when we put that one in the fridge. Like, in her soda. And she didn't even notice the first, like, three times she opened the fridge.
I know.
And then all of a sudden, she's like, oh, Ronald, get the gourd.
Well, then what was it? There was the one when we stayed in Minnesota for the wedding, where she threw it down the stairs.
Oh, yeah. In, like, the middle of the night, too.
She found it, screamed, and threw it down the stairs
of
the Airbnb.
It was, like, 1 a.m. And she just hucked it over the edge, and she's like, boop, 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 boop. Like, the hell? And it, like, broke it open, and it was, like, spilling water everywhere, and...
Oh, God. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Up to see. I wonder if we'll... Like I said, Publix didn't have any, but maybe Sprouts does. I will go to the grocery store for that.
Okay, good.
For Bumpy. Good. Bumpy gourd reconnaissance.
Yeah, because that would... Yeah, Mom would love it, so... Mom doesn't listen to the podcast, so she's not going to know about it. However, you have to imagine that it's in the back of her mind, like, where's the gourd? I know it's around here somewhere, you know?
We could really confuse her 1 year by not.
Just paranoia.
Horrified. Well, that, and, like, our other thing, the clown.
Right.
They still have not found.
I was thinking about that today, because this would be a good chance to... exchange it, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. They would have said something if they would have found it, I think. Because that's kind of the rule.
Yeah, because we always do. You have to say something. So no, they haven't found the clown. It's been there for 2 years now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, oh well. I'll keep the podcast updated if they ever find it. Moving on. NASA's launching Artemis. They were supposed to launch it this Sunday into Monday. But now with the hurricane, it sounds like it's going to be pushed back at least 2 days. So that's something we were going to try and go see. I've never seen a launch like that before. Obviously you haven't either, correct?
No, I've seen like a small missile launch at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, but yeah, no, I've never seen, we've seen them from a distance here, but never anything closer than Tampa.
Can you see them from Tampa?
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's crazy. See them out the front of the house.
Really?
East. Mm-hmm. They're small, but you can see the trail when it goes.
Huh.
See them going up. It's cool.
Interesting. Okay, so this is the most recent thing I've seen on it. With the storm coming, so it is rated up to, like, I can't remember what it said, like 100 miles an hour of wind up there, sitting there. They're now saying on November 16th at, like, 1 a.m. So, I don't remember what we're doing that day, but, yeah, at 1:04 a.m.,
Well, if you think about it, Tuesday night is when we're doing Magic After Hours, right?
Is that it? Is that the day we're doing that?
I think so.
So that'd work out well.
Is it? I think it is. I don't know. All I know is we don't have anything planned for Wednesday, so we could stay up late Tuesday and
are you sure we're not doing the thing on Tuesday night? The After Hours? This is a random conversation we're having here, but anyway.
That's what I thought. I thought we were doing the After Hours on Tuesday night. Well, if it's launching the 16th at 1 a.m., we'll all be up.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So we could leave After Hours and drive east.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, Dad'll be asleep, but, you know.
My dad can't be sleeping. He's got to drive. Oh, we'll be in your car. Oh, yeah. All right, cool.
So yeah, that actually works out if they do it. Although they've delayed it. Have you seen how many times now? Because they can't figure out the leak. So.
Well, I mean, you know, whatever. Just do it. If it blows up, it blows up. Cool. I'm just kidding. No, just kidding. No. It would be kind of cool to see it blow up. There's nobody on board. Nobody's gonna die. It's unmanned. I'm not hoping anything will blow up and kill people. Just blow up. Be kind of cool.
At some point, that you're right. They got to do it at some point. Can't just keep pushing it off. But it'd be sweet if they did it that day.
Right.
Be all for that.
So, if it doesn't, that's a good window for it on the 16th. After that, I don't think they can go till December. I think is the next window, but yeah, basically if it takes off the 16th as it's planned to, it'll be up in space until December 11th, and then it'll splash back down into the ocean. So pretty exciting.
Be cool to see.
I think so. I mean, I don't know.
Hopefully the weather cooperates. It's cool from a distance. Yeah. So.
I mean, even just like cool. The simple fact that, you know, we could be on the moon. Now they say 2024. We know that's probably not going to happen, right? No. But like, how cool is that, right? Like, you know, our parents grew up in that time during, you know, the original space race, going to the moon, that kind of stuff. They got to grow up with that. Mm-hmm. Like, how cool would that be to see now again going to the moon and bringing like 4K cameras up there? And like, it's awesome.
It would be insane. Well, yeah, just the footage and, well, yeah, it's sort of a reclaiming of space a little bit. Because we've been lame.
Yeah, it's...
It's time to go back.
Yeah, well, I don't know if lame. It's just they haven't had the money for quite some time, and then they got more money, and that's kind of how this cup got pushed. But, yeah, I mean, they've just been doing more rovers and that kind of stuff, so... This will be cool. Have you ever played... Now, this is kind of rocket-related. Have you ever played Kerbal Space Program?
No.
No.
Is it good?
Yeah, so jump on your computer there and just look up Kerbal Space Program. I think there's a new one coming out at some point. I don't think it's out yet.
Is it on Steam?
Yeah. Oh, it comes out next year, the second one. But basically, you build rockets, and you have your little... Kerbal people, I think they're called Kerbals, and you try and travel to space, but like it's really easy to kill them. Well, it's not easy. It's a lot of fun. The game is a lot harder than you would think it is. Like, there's actually a lot of thought that goes into it, building like a good rocket that doesn't just like take off and then crash into the ground. And then a lot of times you'll build something and you finally get into the space, but you have no way to get them back. So they just they just die in space. So they're little green alien looking people. And, it's quite a great game, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, got a new game to download.
Yeah, you should. Apparently, I don't know how much it costs, but
it's like $39.99.
Really? I figured it'd be cheaper by now. It's been out for a long time.
Obviously, people like it.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty popular game.
Yeah, $39.99.
But it's a great game, and you know, you can kill people, and there's obviously like sandbox mode, whatever, where you just build whatever you want, and it's great.
It's like Roller Coaster Tycoon a little
kind
bit.
Kind of.
The sandbox, and then you end up killing
people. Yeah, basically. So I would definitely recommend playing that. And then I'll probably play it some this winter. I'm getting in, just my work season's gone off a cliff, so basically I don't have a whole lot of work left to do this year. It's a lot slower, so I plan to do streaming this winter, so when I start doing that,
good.
I will put that on the podcast so people know to come check it out, and I can have more than 3 people watch me. last year I played a lot of Grounded. I'll probably play that again now that it's in full release.
Yeah.
I would like to play Kerbal Space Program when it comes out in February. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Also because I'm terrible at it. And yeah, I mean, other than that, I don't really know what to play, but are there any games you're looking forward to that are coming out soon?
Not specifically, because I've just been sitting here playing my old PS2.
You're still playing that?
Klonoa, yeah. Still working on that one a little bit.
Klonoa 2 Lunate's Veil.
Mm-hmm. The levels are way longer than I remember.
Really?
Like, there are not a lot of save points, so once you get started on one, you better have some time. Otherwise, it kicks you all the way back.
How far into it beginning. Would you say you are? Do you think you're halfway through it?
Yeah, maybe a third? It's hard to tell.
Okay.
It's hard to tell. Like I said, I'm still in the parts that I vaguely remember.
Okay.
So I haven't gotten stuck yet, but it's interesting.
Because when we got this back 20 years ago,
jeez,
do you remember, you haven't gotten to the point that you got stuck at before, right? Because you never beat the game, correct?
Nope, never beat the game. Yeah, I got to one level, but of course, like, you couldn't, back then, you know, there wasn't, like, Googling how to walk through stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, I got stuck and then I got pissed and never touched it again.
Now, have you been looking at walkthroughs and guides and stuff like that at all? No.
No, not yet, because I've been able to figure out this stuff at least. But yeah, it's got some tricky parts to it, I will say. Some frustrations. I had to kill a killer, like, flower clown.
Oh yeah. I kind of remember that, I think.
Yeah, and it, like, spins down, and you got to pick which one to stab, and, oh, yeah.
I just Googled whatever to flower clown. I want to see if it'll show up. That big spiky thingy?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to watch this for a second.
Yeah, because he's in, like, a spiky thing, but that's his third.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, now I forgot about this, that they re-released this game as, like, a remaster, I guess it would be. And I'm like, wow, this looks great. And I'm like, oh, right, that's not.
Wait a minute. Yeah, no, not so great. But it's a funky game. Funky game.
Huh.
But yeah, it's been kind of the focus. And then I've been playing Beat Saber.
Oh, you have?
A lot. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I still like that a lot. And then I found this, I downloaded it to try it, but it's an escape room type game, but it's a longer storyline for VR.
Okay.
It's weird.
Really?
Where, like, you know, you gotta touch the stuff and move the stuff, and it works well. I just noticed, like, after about a half an hour of playing, I gotta take a break.
You get, like, sick?
I get a little...
Yeah.
Not really sick, just, like, your head doesn't feel quite right, and you gotta walk away for a second, but... not like ghosties.
Now, have you seen
that?
They came out with a new, Meta came out with a new headset. It's their Pro, Oculus Pro or whatever. It's not necessarily meant for gaming. It's more for, like, work and stuff. But it's like $1,600.
I hadn't looked that closely at it.
It looks pretty cool, but I mean, so it's not full light blocking. So, like, the underside of it's open. So, like, you can still see down.
Oh.
And they're trying to develop some stuff to put in there, but it's not really meant for gaming. I think it's meant for working. Like, if people are doing, like, they have such high expectations of it that people are going to be out designing cars with it and that kind of stuff. So, that's more what it's meant for. But apparently the lenses on it and the screens, I guess you could call them, are, like, super super clear and look incredible, but again, it's like $1,600. So
I'd just be using it to, like, draw butts and stuff, like,
yeah. I probably wouldn't. I would not utilize it to its full potential.
No. Wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, jeez. You know, those been kind of the things, kind of the games. Nothing super crazy.
Now, just to jump back with Klonoa or whatever, we've talked about this before, but do you have the manual to it?
I do.
Because the manual makes it worth a lot more money,
I think. Yeah, the original one that, like, came in the game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I still have that.
Yeah, because all these ones I'm looking on eBay here, they're all, like, between $60 and $100. None of them have the manual.
Ooh, so I've got money.
Yeah, you probably got $100 sitting there.
Yeah, I kept all the manuals.
It's funny, though. Sometimes you'll find one for, like, $50. But anyway, that's all I had to say. Here's one. It's a disc only, no case, and it's $35.
Jeez.
I know.
Wow.
Here's one that was a Blockbuster rental. It's got the Blockbuster sticker on it. That's really
that
funny.
That should be worth more.
$60, no case.
There you go. Yeah. Deal.
I know.
Oh,
did you have this Yu-Gi-Oh game? You had a Yu-Gi-Oh game, right?
Yeah, I did.
The Duelist of their Roses or something like that?
Yeah! Yeah, and you had to battle.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
This
I
just
feel like I traded that in.
This showed up, and I'm like looking at it, and I'm like, I totally remember this.
Mm-hmm. And then do you remember Yu Yu Hakusho?
Yeah.
The fighting game where you just punch the crap out of each other?
You still have that, yeah?
I think so.
Yeah, because it's kind of like a Mortal Kombat style game that, I mean, it's a good game, but like, I'm sure if we played it now, it would be pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. It'd probably be the same disappointment as Boob Lady. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even kind of Lord of the Rings is how much harder that was than we thought, yeah. You know?
Rough.
Was that the third one or the second one we were playing?
That was the second one?
Okay. No, it's wasn't it Return of the King?
No, it's the... Yeah, maybe it was.
I'm trying to picture the cover of it, because I can kind of picture it. And I think it was Return of the King.
Oh, yeah, because remember one of the levels... Wait, I was going in to get the ghosties.
Oh, yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it is.
So it has to be.
Return of the King.
Okay.
Yeah, the gameplay is a little rough.
It's... With it. It could definitely... That's a game I would play if they remastered it.
Oh, yeah. I think quite a few people would just, probably should.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't want them to go too Lord of the Rings crazy. They already made a shitty Lord of the Rings show, so not really, you know. Yeah.
I did not watch it.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
That's good.
It just kind of, I avoided it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Robert and I disliked it more than Robert. I know Robert, I think he gave it like a 5 out of 10, something like that. I gave it like a... 3 or something. It's not a good show. I think for the most part it looked good, but other than that, it's not worth watching. It's a terrible storyline and bad acting.
Oh, great. Cool.
So.
Yeah, no thanks. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't even bother.
Nice. Well, are you watching any shows currently? Any big shows that you like?
I mean, it's done now, but House of the Dragon.
Oh,
I
you watched all those. That? Had you seen?
Yes.
Had you seen all the
Game of Thrones? Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. It had been like I can't tell you. I remember every single little thing with them, but yeah. This was it was very well done. Very well done.
Nice. Better than I guess you don't. You can't. Would you say it's better than? I keep wanting to say Rings of Power. The other Game of Thrones. Was it better than Game of Thrones?
So Game of Thrones was good up until the end. They absolutely fucked the last season.
Right.
And so in general, like I really liked Game of Thrones until the end, but House of the Dragon has a much, I enjoy it more because they haven't fucked with it yet.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yet.
What happens?
Now, they're
going
to do a second season, obviously.
Yeah, it comes out in 2024.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's like Rings of Power is going to be at least 2 years until the next episode, next season comes out. Nice. Okay. Well, you got anything else? Any other big news or anything?
Nope.
Oh.
I don't think so.
I was going to ask you something. What is your feeling? So, you know, obviously some people hold on to phones for long periods of time. Some people get new phones every year. With trade-in offers and stuff, like, you know, like Google's giving out like $400 or $500 for Pixel 6s to get a Pixel 7. Now, is that something that would interest you into getting a new phone every year?
I mean, yeah. Because, you know, I hate to say what, I typically say it every 3-ish years, you probably have to get a new phone to keep up with everything. Because then, 3 to 4, depending. But... I mean, I know those offers are out there, but I didn't go get a new phone because I like my Pixel 6. But how much does the new 7 cost?
So they're doing Black Friday sales. I got an email about it the other day, but they're already going to be like $100 off. It's the same price as last year, so $599, I think, new. I think the sale price is going to be $499, but I don't think they'll have the trade-in deals with that. So the trade-in deals run through the end of the month, and I think for Pixel 6, it's like $500.
So basically, you
might
get
even
a new...
be able to get it for almost free, to be honest with you.
You see, then yeah, I'd be looking at that.
So just figured I'd ask because I have the Pixel 7 Pro now, and I traded my Pixel 6 in for it. So.
And you like the 7
it's
Pro?
A lot better. I hated my 6 Pro. It was terrible. My 6 was pretty good, but I had so many problems with that 6 Pro that this one is way better. So I don't have nearly the communication issues, that kind of stuff. And the cameras are way better, too. So overall, it's a great phone.
See, I have to look into that then.
See, that's how it goes.
Yeah, it might be that. I mean, I could always revert back to... I still have that phone that's blowing up in the bucket.
Oh, yeah, that 4A. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still sitting in the Lowe's bucket.
I'd just huck it into that lake.
No. The fish.
It's fine. What's the worst that's going to happen?
Go leech chemicals in there and kill all the birds.
Nah, fuck them birds.
No. I'll throw it through a... I fix, or you break, I fix.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there you go. Just drop it off on the doorstep and leave when they're closed. You know, so they just find it in the morning.
Right? Jeez. So, you see, you know, this stupid hurricane is coming through. So, in the past minute, I have gotten an Everbridge notification from my work. I've gotten 2 text messages, and now they're calling me to make sure that I have a safety plan and that I am safe.
Really? God, that sounds annoying. That sounds like how they get about snowstorms here. It's gonna snow 6 inches. Are you ready? Do you have enough water? Did you go to the grocery store and clean out all the bread for a one-day storm? I hate it.
Yep.
It's like, chill out, people. It's just snow.
Well, it's not even over here. It's the other side of the state.
Right. And there's no, you're not gonna have really any storm surge on that side of the, on your side. No, it's all gonna be on the, you
none.
Know, the Atlantic side. So whatever. If you're in Florida, well, this will be way over by the time we put this episode out, but hopefully you survived. And yeah, that's all I got. Got anything else?
I don't think so. Okay.
Well, cool.
I'm just thinking about eating giant pizza rolls. Is that what's in for dinner? Microwave. Probably.
Nice. I'm gonna cook a steak.
See, you always have the better food. Well, I was just like, here's a picture of my pizza rolls, and then you said, like, I made this, you know.
Well, I like to cook.
Steak with all these things, and I'm just like, oh.
I like to cook, and I like to show off, so, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we know who ended up being the successful chef. It was not me.
No, and it's not Mom. No. So.
Nope. Not at all. All right. It's not Dad either.
No, Dad doesn't cook anything. Dad can't even make mac and cheese.
Nope.
Dad would be lost without Mom. Every time he has to use the washing machine on his own, he calls me. Is there supposed to be water in here? Yeah, Dad, it's fine. It's always in there. Are you sure? Yeah, just pour it in there. It's fine. Okay. What button do I press here? Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Just, oh, geez. So. Yeah, if Mom ever goes senile, we're going to have some problems.
Yeah, we're not going to worry about that. That's down the road, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yep, down the road. It's fine. Right. It's cool. It's cool.
Well, cool. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Again, my name's Gage. Bailey joined me today. This has been Tech Brews Games, and we'll see you on the next episode. Later.